In Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, we read about a blind beggar sitting along the roadside. The city of Jericho, where he dwelt, is known as the city of palm trees. It was the city that Joshua aimed for when he led the people of Israel over the Jordan. And Jericho was built in that plain, in that valley, along the Jordan River. The city had been taken in a miraculous way. The walls had fallen down, and the Israelites won the day. That city was never to be built again, but it was. And it became a place of, well, many bad characters and many horrible things came out of Jericho. And one of the miserable things that we read of here in Mark 10 is of Bartimaeus, blind and begging along the roadside. Now, it was a very miserable thing to be blind 2,000 years ago. There weren't the helps and the modern guides that we would have today. You were reduced to a life of extreme misery. And I want you to picture in your mind Bartimaeus sitting there on the roadside begging, listening with his ears, because when you're blind, you have to turn your ears into your eyes to know what's going on all around you. Now, in Bible times, people did a lot of walking. That was because there were no trains, buses, cars. There weren't even bicycles. There may be donkeys and mules or oxen. Only Roman soldiers would have had horses. And so it was a walking society. And when you're along a roadside in a walking society, things are very quiet. And you can hear people approaching. You can hear their feet. You can hear them talking. And Bartimaeus would have listened in to the conversations of the people as they passed by. He would have learned of the family news and of the city news. And he was a very keen listener. Well, one day as he sat along that roadside, there came along quite a number of people in a group. And they were talking loudly. And they were trying to converse with a man called Jesus of Nazareth. Now, as Bartimaeus listened in and he realized that this was the Jesus that he had heard about and he had become very interested in, he began to cry out, "Not Jesus, thou son of Nazareth." He didn't mention Nazareth, but he cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David." Now that meant that he was the Messiah. That was a messianic name. And that was prophesied in the Old Testament, and it was carried through consistently all the way. As Bartimaeus shouted out, many people said to him, "Shush, don't interrupt." But Bartimaeus would not be silenced. And all the more loudly he cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Well, that was a traffic stopper, if you can understand the terms, in a walking society. The whole group would have just stopped walking. And the Lord Jesus spoke, "Bring him to me." And so you can see some going over to the beggar and arming him along and guiding him to stand before the Lord. And the Bible very carefully says that he left his garment behind. I wonder why. And he went and stood before the Lord Jesus. And the Lord asked him right out, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Well, without a moment's hesitation, Bartimaeus had spurted out, "That I might receive my eyesight." That was the one thing that would make all the difference in the world to him. If he could see, he wouldn't need anyone to lead him. and he wouldn't need anyone to feed him. He would no longer be a beggar. And you know, the greatest need that every one of us has is spiritual eyesight. You may have your physical eyes and not see the things that Bartimaeus could see. You may be able to see physically and not be able to comprehend heavenly or spiritual things. You might be as blind as Bartimaeus spiritually and lose out. And what misery it brings to your life and what misery it's going to lead to unless your eyes are opened and you are made to see spiritually. The Bible says that sin has put out our spiritual eyes. Like Samson, it was due to his sin that he ended up with his eyes being put out. And that is a very big Bible lesson that each of us need to listen and to understand. And so, right there and then in the roadway, the Lord Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus. And the Lord did it because of his faith. And he said to him, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Now, what was his faith? He believed that he was not just Jesus of Nazareth, that place that nobody had any respect for, but that he was Jesus, the Son of David, the Messiah, the Savior. Now, Bartimaeus had never seen a miracle that Jesus had performed. He had never seen another person healed from their sickness. He had never seen someone raised from the dead. He had never seen the bread that Jesus multiplied to feed the 5,000. But it was with the eye of faith by which he knew that this was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now, that was great faith. And some say that they can never become Christians because they need to see with their eyes these things. Well, that's only an excuse. Because there were many people in the days of Bartimaeus who also had their eyesight, who saw miracles, but did not believe on the Lord Jesus. You see, faith is a gift. It is a gift of God, a gift of grace. And you need that gift to be a Christian. And as Bartimaeus believed on the Lord by faith without physical eyesight, while so many others with their eyes to see believe not, that brings you to the position where you need to exercise not physical eyes and human reasoning, but simply to believe and receive the Lord as your Savior. Now, Bartimaeus' faith was real because the story ends that he followed the Lord in the way. Do you remember that I pointed out that he cast aside his garment? I believe that Bartimaeus believed that he would never need that beggar's garment again, and therefore he left it behind. And he became instantly, immediately, a follower of the Lord Jesus along the way. He never begged again at the roadside. He became a disciple of the Lord Jesus. I want you to be a believer in the Lord. Ask him to give you that faith that enables you to see that Jesus is indeed the Savior of the world and that he will be your Savior too. And so, boys and girls, remember the story of the blind beggar who cast away his garment because he knew that Jesus had the power to save him and the mercy to save him. That's why he said, "Have mercy on me." And that's your prayer. Just pray that prayer. Lord, you're the Savior. have mercy on me. Well, there we